Therefore, I am not yet discouraged about the future. Granted that the easy going optimism of yesteryears is possible.
Dr. Martin Luther King, speaking in racially torn Selma, Alabama in 1965, a week after Bloody Sunday.
Granted that those who pioneered in the struggle for peace and freedom will still face uncomfortable jail terms, painful threats of death. They will still be battered by the storms of persecution.
King was eulogizing Reverend James Reeb, a Boston minister who was among the religious leaders who arrived in Selma outraged over police beatings of protesters on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Reeb was attacked outside a whites-only restaurant the night of the second march over the bridge. He died 2 days later. While the Reeb eulogy was mentioned in King biographies and news accounts, there was no exact record available until now. John Hurley, Director of Information for the Unitarian Universalist Association, set out to find the eulogy for a memorial to Reeb and other ministers.
We checked our archives at Harvard and came up with nothing there. Then checked the Martin Luther King papers at Boston University, and they didn't have a text to the eulogy. We tried the Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta. Despite their searching high and low for this, they came back to me and said that they didn't have a copy either.
Hurley learned from Stanford University that the tape was in the Carl Benkert collection. Hurley and his assistants decided to try to find Benkert.
We realized this was a long shot because it assumed that Carl Benkert was still alive. It assumed that Carl Benkert lived in the United States. And it assumed that he had a listed phone number. But we generated a list of Carl Benkerts and then began calling them. And the very first person called turned out to be the Carl Benkert, who owned an audio tape of this eulogy.
Hurley says the eulogy is significant for historical reasons, but also for its message.
So I can say to you this afternoon, my friends, that in spite of the tensions and uncertainties of this period, something profoundly meaningful has taken place. Old systems of exploitation and oppression are passing away. And out of the wounds of a frail world, new systems of justice and equality are being born.
Dr. Martin Luther King on March 15th, 1965.